Peter, thank you for coming to the studio.
Great, it's a pleasure.
Could you briefly tell us what you do?
I'm an operations manager for a water company in the UK.
What are the biggest issues facing the water supply business at the moment?
The biggest one for us is probably competition at the moment. So we've got some new regulations going through Parliament which will bring in competition. So all of the water companies act on a monopoly basis at the moment, so they each have their different part of the country that they can sell water to. Competition will open up completely, so it means we compete with each other, and that's a real challenge, because each water company will have to operate differently, and where we have to allow other companies to come in and potentially run our network, which obviously we don't want them to do.
So they could come in, and they could utilize the same network of pipes that you guys put in.
Yeah, they could.
What effect does environmental pollution have on your company's work?
The biggest impact is more so on the water abstraction side. So we have to be very careful about that, water not getting polluted. So if there was any chemicals or oil or anything like that got into the water table, it could get into our water pipes and into water supply. So we've got to be very careful about that, and we never get that water to the people's houses if we thought it was contaminated in any way.
Do you think current water consumption levels are sustainable?
No, actually, in short, I don't think they are. Because we had a drought last year, and it kind of showed the vulnerability in some of the areas, particularly where I work in East Anglia. So we're doing a lot of work with our customers, particularly the industrial customers, to try and get them to use water in a different way and conserve it better.
What other programs do you have in place to encourage water conservation?
Well, we've got one called Drop 20, which we've tried to push with our domestic customers, so our just household customers, and it's basically saying, can you reduce your water use by 20 litres a day? And the best way to do it is really simple things like turn the tap off when you clean your teeth or don't have a shower for so long. So time your shower, which sounds a bit strange, but you have a little sort of music playing and then when it stops, you have to get out. And things like that, just to encourage people to think, oh, right, okay, I'm perhaps using too much. And it's amazing what you can reduce with just little things.
I understand that you're involved in an interesting conversion project. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that's up in Grimsby, which is a town in the north, and we've got what we call a combined heat and power plant, and that basically treats human waste. So it's a gas called methane that comes off of that plant, and we recycle that. We turn it into electricity, and that goes out into people's houses, and it can obviously light their homes. It's the process that we do to create that gas is something called anaerobic digestion. That's something that happens in a tank. So we put all the waste into a tank, and there's no oxygen in there, but we heat it up, and that causes it to break down into its constituent parts, so carbon and methane and things like that. And that's what we use then for our heat and power engines.
All right. Well, Peter, thank you very much for coming in to the studio today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Questions. Number 26. What is one issue, Peter says, the water supply business is facing? Number 27. What is one thing Peter says regarding the conversion project?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
これでこの CD は終わりです。